Running connects us. The early mornings, the personal bests, the shared finish lines. At Marathon Sports, we're proud to be part of that journey with you. Our team helps you find shoes that fit your stride, apparel that feels good, and gear that keeps you moving. Stop by one of 28 New England locations or shop online at marathonsports.com. Marathon Sports, inspiring movement in everyone.
I tried to do whatever I could to look older. So I would wear like khaki pants and a sweater set with like a pair of fake glasses. This is when I cut my hair to look older.
I was waiting for this explanation. And it's like, oh, I didn't use the fake ID for bars.
What is up, everybody? It is 2021 and Overshare is officially back. Actually, we've already had an episode that's aired in 2021, but this is the first episode we're recording in 2021. And in case you can't tell, I've had 85 cups of coffee. My pits are sweating and I'm feeling great. Also, I'm Jocelyn and I'm here with Lils. What's up, Lil?
Hi. We haven't really talked in a hot sec. I feel like Everyone talks about the few days in between Christmas and New Year's as being like a weird time warp that doesn't exist. But I would venture to also add the first few days after New Year's Eve, especially when it's on a Thursday. What's that, Thursday?
I was actually telling our producer, Melissa, that I have not talked to like anyone. Today is actually the first day that I finally sent out like Merry Christmas text to people. I'm not even kidding.
Actually, I had texted Jocelyn on Christmas and didn't get a response until a few days ago. And I'm like, okay, that was a little
very
late.
It's very off brand for me, but
stressful. Did your inbox have just like a bunch of do that.
It was very overwhelming and I'm still catching up.
But I'd much rather open them and forget to respond.
Yeah, exactly. But I just had to take a break. Like, I just wanted to rest for a week, you know?
See, I feel like I've kind of been taking a break for like the last year. My mom, she was, what are you like doing? Do you work? I'm like, great question.
You're like, well, Linda,
sometimes.
You know, I don't have an answer to that, actually.
When I can sit long enough to do so.
You know, I will say that this podcast and the ongoing like consistency of it, which makes, is doing no part to us, like, makes us look like we have lives. Or like we have jobs.
Bit
I guess.
Of a reach, but like we do something.
Exactly. Yes. But I will say that 2021, I have high hopes that at Dude. The very least, I'll get it together a bit more. We need to start manifesting more, Lily. Okay. We had a whole discussion before we started the podcast about the power of effing manifestation.
Yes,
and it's
true.
Working in 2021. I don't know what's going on with the Mercury, but it's non-retrograde right now. Okay.
So neither of us knows what that means.
I don't know what it means.
But before we manifest things, or I guess we can manifest things in this segment, should we move on to our first segment?
Absolutely. So, over it.
What she said.
All right, Lil. So, it's been a few weeks since we've recorded an episode, so I'm sure there's plenty that you're over, but what's at the top of your list? What are you over this week?
I'm over that my apartment complex has suddenly become the target of theft.
Excuse me? Also, we need to get you out of that place. Manifest
know,
that right now. We need to
I
get
think,
you the hell out of that place.
I think I like wrote down a bunch of the like checks that I'm expecting. And then it sucks because, as you know, Jocelyn, for anyone listening, with brand deals, it depends on the brand for like when you get paid. So I'll either kind of like forget it happened or I don't forget it happened. And I'm like, text my
manager,
that
like, money.
Is the check in yet? And she's like, no, still another 30 days. But some of them take 60 days. Some of them take 30 days.
Some so, take even 90 sometimes if it's crazy.
Well, so then, I mean, sometimes you have to like chase them down. So I wrote down all of the checks that I'm expecting. And I'm like, okay, well, that'll be a good chunk to have in my account that I think I can convince a landlord to let me move.
Right.
Because I'm worried my credit's not good right now. Mm. So
we're going to clean up your credit this year. We're going to get you out of that little theft pod
we're gonna
that you're
manifest
living in.
That. I'm going to move. So my goal is to move February, March.
Great.
I guess I moved in here March 28th, 2 years ago. So
that's so weird that it's been 2 years already. That's unbelievable.
It's weird because Lisa actually just sent me a picture and it was from when we went to Texas Roadhouse. And I think I like that video, I made a video from it. I left my old apartment in that. I'm like, that feels like it could have been yesterday.
/ 500 years ago. Do you remember when we used to work at Clever? So no. Weird. It's so crazy.
Just, like, go somewhere every day.
Okay, so here's my question though. Have you been burglarized personally?
Yes, I think so.
What? For what?
Well, I thought, and this has actually happened before, that they broke, I mean, they didn't break into my car. I forgot to lock my car. And then they went in and looked to see if there was anything worth stealing and didn't find anything. But this time they found some of my Adderall.
Oh, that sucks.
So I'm really not thrilled about it.
That's annoying. Cause then also you have to call your doctor and be like, it was stolen.
And then like, it's a few days. So it's like, I'm just gonna suck it up. But, I was so annoyed because I had it in a bag cause I was like taking it. Like I didn't have like my whole container.
Right.
And I don't know. I like for, I first of all have searched my entire apartment, but then I had to finally come to the conclusion. I'm like, I guess I threw it away. Like that's literally the only thing that makes sense because otherwise I don't know where it is. It's not even like, oh, maybe Max got it because we'd know.
absolutely.
But couldn't find it anywhere. And it's like, I don't have a bunch of Ziploc bags around. So I'm like not. Like it's a very distinct.
Specific.
So I kept it. Yeah. Then I go look in my car and I don't find it there. And I eventually I'm like, oh, I must have thrown it away. I don't know. Get back in the elevator. And over the next day, there are 4 signs on the elevator that someone's bike was stolen, someone's car got broken into, something
that
else
sucks.
Happened. And I had gotten into my car before when this was happening a few months ago, and they hadn't taken anything, but they had like opened up my glove compartment and taken all the stuff out and moved. Like when I got in, the seat was like totally pushed back.
We need to get you a fingerprint kit so that you can start finding these assailants.
Yeah. That. no, don't think so. I'm gonna
also
leave.
You need to get the F out of that place. Okay.
Well, and
like
also,
you gotta
like,
get out of there.
If it was happening months ago, why didn't they like put a camera in? Like cameras are not
you
expensive.
Know what? I have a lot of questions about the people renting your building.
I do
and
too.
I want to hire detectives to investigate.
Well, maybe
and by that I mean
Adderall
me and my
filled,
mom. Me and my mom are going to come over there and start questioning people. Because I feel like it's like some sort of ring. Like they're all connected and they're probably listening to this podcast. And
probably.
We got to get you out of there.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
So
well, I'm glad nothing more valuable got stolen.
Speak for yourself.
Oh my
like,
gosh,
have you gotten
funny.
Anything done this week?
Oh my gosh. I've gotten nothing done this week. But what I will say, the thing that I'm over just in general is, you know, I'm a kind of person, and maybe if you're listening to this podcast for the first time and you don't know us at all, you might not know this, but I call myself like, I'm a person who is DTM, always doing too much. Okay. Constantly DTM.
I honestly haven't heard that abbreviation before. So
I made
this
it
is
up.
New.
I made it up myself. Mm-hmm. And last year was a nice opportunity for me to like take a beat and be home and like kind of relax.
Do
but
less.
I'm done with it. I'm done with it. I feel as though like towards the end of the year, it kind of spiraled where I like didn't have a schedule. I wasn't doing things on time. I'm just over it. So because I'm over it, I have already started like formulating a very tight schedule for myself moving forward that I'm going to try to stick to. I'm really going to try to stick to it because I just feel like then suddenly if you have no organization, I don't know about you, but then like at the end of the month or the week, I'm like, what just happened? Like really what just happened? And I don't like it.
You're just describing my life.
Yeah, but does it? I mean, I think some people are better at it than others and I'm not good at it. I can't operate like that. And I finally decided I can't do it anymore.
No, well,
that's it.
It's funny because I actually, I was telling you and Melissa before we were shooting that I landed on ADHD TikTok and
yes.
Felt like I had found
you'd been
things.
Seen.
I'm like, oh my God. And I always knew that it wasn't just like hyper activity and stuff. It was, there's other symptoms, but as I forget what I'm saying, mid-sentence about it. I just like am so bad at keeping track of anything. And also that I like will plan my entire day around one thing that lasts 15 minutes and then like be paralyzed by that one thing that I can't do anything else. Then I'm like, oh, well, it's happening in 3 hours. Can't start anything. But I was thinking back to when we were at Clever and I would always say this, and like Jill really served as this figure, but I would always say, all I need is a mom. Like, I know that that's so stupid to say, but all I need is someone to be like, hey, Lily, this is what you need to do this week. This is what you need done. Can you approve this? Can you do this? Can you do this? And just like ask me like in the moment, because we had so much stuff going on at all times. It was nice sharing an office with Jill, who's like the most type A organized person
absolutely
in the entire world and remembers everything or has it all written down. So I could be like, what do I have today? What did I need to do? And it's like, even if it has nothing to do with her, she's like, oh, you have an eye appointment. I'm like, how did you know
Jill,
that?
Jill is truly a national treasure. We absolutely must have her on the show in 2020. But Lily, as I always say, God is fair. You cannot be the creative artistic genius that you truly are and also be the most type A of all people on the planet. Like, you just can't have it all. You know what
so,
I mean?
I guess what I think it should be available is like, and I feel like we've talked about this before, like you could rent a mom.
Kind of. Yeah.
Same yes. like if you were sick and they could come take care of you when you're sick too.
Have you heard of VAs, virtual assistants? I'm considering getting one. And I think you should too.
Is
and
that just these... an assistant that is working remotely?
Yes. But they're amazing. And we actually, we'll talk about this offline, as people
like
say in the business.
It's like a new thing. It's like, no, because no one can do anything.
But we have friends that have them and they're very helpful. I'll tell you more after the podcast.
They're assistants. Obviously, they're helpful.
Yes. I think you should get
one.
They're very affordable.
And it'd be great because then you don't have to deal with them. Then they're just, like, ah, go do this. Bye.
Yes. I think it's a great idea. Actually, thank you for reminding me. That is going to help me be more productive in 2021. I'm getting a VA.
By hiring someone else to be productive for you.
Just to keep me like on a schedule and like help keep things going.
See,
you know what I mean?
That's what I need. I could just like keep them like on Zoom or FaceTime at all times. But what I need is someone here with me to be like,
Well, we got to keep manifesting that boyfriend, because I feel like that boyfriend gives you a reason to wake up in the morning, makes you a little pancake
breakfast.
I don't
know if we should task him with the responsibility of like, you know, making me be a person, but you know, maybe he would motivate me to do so.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Honestly, I'm feeling pretty good though this year. And I hope that you are too, because you look fantastic.
I mean, we're only 5 days in and I've been off my period for over a week. So my skin isn't horrible.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Congratulations on your menstrual cycle as
well. Come back in 2 weeks, I'll be miserable.
All right. Well, as you know, Lil, and as you guys know, if you've been listening, we have involved all of you in the show. And we want to ask for all of you who are listening to please call in at some point and leave a voicemail 3 minutes or less, letting us know what you are over. And we need you to be like very detailed if possible. We would also love to know your name just so we can like connect. The phone number is 562-661-8729. And I feel like we need to like jump into the new year with a caller. How do you feel about that, Lil?
When you said it was had to be detailed, I thought you were going to say it had to be deep. And I was like, I mean, it doesn't have to be, but no. Deep, shallow, whatever you want.
Exactly.
Let's listen to today's.
Hi, I'm Chris. I love both of you guys, by the way. I'm so over people just randomly like giving me like the... I'm over the look that I get when people say, like, oh, when are you guys having kids? And I say, oh, we're not having kids. We don't want kids. Like, they look at me with the most judgmental eyes ever, and I'm not talking, like, family members. I'm talking, like, the movers, neighbors I've never met before, random person in a grocery store. Yes, I realize I'm married. I don't have to have babies. I have a dog. I'm happy. Leave us alone. Isn't it better for someone who's doesn't want kids to not have kids rather than to be pressured into having kids, because apparently I am just a crazy psycho person for not wanting children. And yeah, if I wanted kids, then I would have gone through this process of getting kids. Leave me alone. Leave everybody, anyone who doesn't want to have kids, you don't have to have kids to be normal. Other people need to stop pressuring. Okay? That's what I'm over.
Chris, say Preach. It louder for the people in the back. It's interesting because I actually had a conversation with all of my girlfriends. So we're all in our late 30s now, mid to late 30s, whatever. And I would say three of my close friends have like purposefully decided like we do not want to have children. Like they're actively taking steps to not have kids.
I thought you were
kids.
Saying you were included in that.
Oh, no, I'm not included in that. And one of the things beyond even people, strangers bothering you about your life decisions and like mistreating you is, and this is something that we had a long talk about, is like people basically treat you like you're not a family. Like you and your significant other are not a family, or you and your freaking dog are not a family. Listen, if you are with someone, you and Max, you're a family, okay? If you are with someone that you're like, okay, we want to share our life together, you're a family. You don't have to have kids to be a family. And it really, it gets my blood boiling and grinds my gears. So Chris, I'm with you, girl.
I can't believe that people are, one, reacting like that, but the fact that they're asked, like, I feel like that's a weird thing to ask to begin with. I think we've talked about this before. I think a lot of the people that ask, not strangers, because that's inappropriate regardless. But like if your friends are bringing it up or family members, it feels like they're doing it from a place of I'm showing interest and I want to ask about their life. And I'm just awkward. And that's the only thing I know how to ask. But
strangers have no business.
Anyway. See, no one asks me about kids because
you already have a child. You have
they stopped asking about the boyfriend a while ago. My mom was like, I've given up on the thought of you ever getting married. I was like, oh my God, thanks.
Oh my gosh,
really
Linda.
Vote of confidence.
She's obviously not manifesting things in 2021. No. But I think, Chris, I think that you really are speaking for a lot of people out there. And I think the takeaway is, don't ask people that you don't know personal questions. Just ask about their day or ask about their favorite color. You don't need to give opinions.
You don't need to get so deep.
Yeah. I think it's so rude. And I do know for a fact that people do have these sorts of unsolicited reactions. And I want to start like normalizing that it's just not okay. Like do whatever you want with your life. Do you want a bunch of people out there having kids that don't like them? I mean, it's already hard to like them. You know?
I mean, I feel like all my friends now are having babies. And I'm just here like, what do you mean? Like, I feel like for me, it's, I like am not asking like, when are you having kids? Because I'm like, don't have kids. Stay with me here on the young side that we don't know how to really adult yet. I feel like as soon as you have a kid, suddenly you're a real adult.
Yeah, but also I feel like once you have a kid, you realize how stupid you truly are. Like, I feel like that's the older I get, like
but
the more
you just
I realize
have to fake
I,
it.
You have to absolutely fake it. But
you're
I think
like, I don't really fake it. I just am like, what's going on?
I think the takeaway is just, Chris, congrats to you for doing your thing and for choosing not to have kids. We support you.
Live your dreams. Live your truth.
To all the other people, I feel like we need to come up with something for her to say. Like, what can she say to these people when they give her their unsolicited opinions? No, thank you. How about that?
I'm trying to think of like a way you could like ask something back and make it awkward. But...
Oh my gosh, that's such a great question. That's such a great idea, Lily. I think you could also
keep thinking of that commercial. I don't even remember what it was for, but it was someone goes up to the lady in the grocery store and is like, oh, is it a boy? She's like, I'm not pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like it's probably like a like dirty mouth, clean it up, like Orbit or something.
Yeah. Stop asking questions to people about their bodies. Like that's like, the easiest thing to do.
Fertility, too, is such like a touchy thing. Just like don't.
Just don't ask. It's like, I think the
question
will bring you could
it
ask
up if they want to talk.
Absolutely. Could be, what's going on with your reproductive organs? How's your vagina? Let's talk about that. Let's turn the tables. Anyways.
Like, oh, well, before we get into that, I would like to know more about your reproductive organs.
Yes, I love that. Well, Chris, thank you for calling. This episode is dedicated to you and the life that you are choosing. We support you. And for all of you guys listening, please do us a favor and call us because we would love to get to know you and what you're over in intimate detail.
Creepy.
The word intimate. So strange. All right. Shall we jump in?
Yeah.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Okay, Lil, so it's 2021, and I feel like you actually had the genius idea that for the first episode we're recording this year, based on the number of this year, we should relive our 21st birthday.
It was genius. We didn't need a tie-in, and I feel like I just was looking for one anyway, and I was like, 2021, 21 years old. 21, when we turned 21 and could go out for the first time. So I feel like let's set this up.
Yes.
I went to Arizona State.
Yes.
And I feel like the year, we don't have to age you. The years don't really matter.
The years don't really matter, but I do think the locations matter Arizona State.
Yeah. And by the time I was turning 21, I was allergic to hard alcohol, which very unfortunate. But so I was really only drinking beer, maybe wine at the time.
Ooh.
That could have even been like during the brief wine period.
Yeah.
But we couldn't go to the bars before we turned 21. It wasn't like everyone had fake IDs and it was fine. I had a fake ID, and there was one bar you could go to on Thursdays that was like
questionable,
really sketchy. And like the girl in the ID was like 35, and I like still look like I'm 18. So somehow that worked, but otherwise had not set foot in any bar until I was actually 21. And I've never had like a fake ID before then either. And even that one was like someone gave it to me, but it wasn't like catered to me at all.
I actually think it was a similar circumstance for me. But by the time I turned 21, I had already spent a semester interning in Washington, D.C. And in D.C., it was very like free for all. And I think a lot of that is because they had great public transportation. I think in cities like L.A., where it's just a little more strict in general because, you know, we didn't have like Uber or Lyft back then. So like designated driving was like a big thing. So we didn't try to go out to like faraway places. Whereas when I was living in DC, I had a fake ID, which was like 10 years older than me and looked nothing like me. But
you don't
still
strike
worked.
Me as someone that would have a fake ID.
Yeah, well, it was actually, I mean, it was a real ID, but it was my cousin's ID, and she was 10 years older than me. And so I would try to like look older when I would go to bars. And honestly, I wasn't even really like out of control. I was just so much younger than everyone else. All of my friends.
So it was just to like be able to go to happy hour.
Yeah, just so that I could go and like schmooze with the C-SPAN crew, you know? and I tried to do whatever I could to look older. So I would wear like khaki pants and a sweater set with like a pair of fake glasses. This is when I cut my hair to look older.
I was waiting for this explanation that it's like, oh, I didn't use the fake ID for bars. I used it to go to...
Yes. I used it to like go to book club meetings and like discuss politics and like talk about birds that people had found in the Galapagos. Like I was such a nerd. And then I also went to the nerdiest school in America. So like it was definitely not like Tempe, where you went to school. Like ASU is like where you want to be.
Well, yeah. And so we didn't, it also wasn't like, it was exciting to turn 21, but it wasn't like you weren't doing anything and then you turned 21 and finally you could go out. It was like, no, we were drinking every single day, just not at bars.
Exactly. So when you turn locations. When you turn 21, your birthday is like kind of early.
Mine's
in the year.
March, so I feel like it was most people, and then it's like I had friends maybe that were a year older too. Actually, I guess most of my friends couldn't go out.
So did you just go to a bar alone or what?
Well, most of the guys were 21, I think. I probably had a group of like 10 people that could go out, but we pre-gamed until midnight the night before.
Of course, yeah.
So, we pre-gamed with all my friends that couldn't go out, and then they just kept drinking at our apartment. My two roommates were definitely too young. Sarah, I don't even think was in town because she was semester at sea. Because some people were abroad. It was kind of a weird, I definitely don't remember, like, and I don't remember, it wasn't a very memorable birthday, but not because I got like so fucked up that I couldn't remember it. It was just like not, I definitely had more fun nights on a random Tuesday. But yeah. I do have a picture that we'll put in the video version of this on YouTube, that it's my first like going into a bar, like, the guy's like checking my ID and I'm like posing. And I literally, if you gave me blonder hair and extensions, I feel like it could be today.
Oh, you look exactly the same as you did when you were like 17 years old. You are aging so well and so perfectly. Yeah, you know, now that I think of it too. So my birthday's in April. None of my friends were 21. Like maybe two of them were 21. And again, I went to like the nerdiest school in America and my birthday was in the middle of the week. And like my friends were down to have a good time and like party on the weekends. But
I think mine was during the middle of the week too, actually.
No. My friends would be like, sorry, we can like go and like have one like fun drink or whatever, but we got to study because that's like how my people rolled. All right. And so I had at midnight one single apple martini. It was like the saddest of all time.
And like, ew,
the grossest drink. The grossest drink ever. Like, why not just have a popsicle?
Well, and that's the other thing is you're 21 and you're going to the bars for the first time. People are buying you shots constantly. So I feel like I had a designated shot taker because I couldn't drink any of them. So people would keep buying them for me because they would get drunk and forget. And I'd be like, oh, here you go. But then even worse, and I feel like this still happens to, I mean, my birthday that I spent alone this year, but it still happens now at birthdays that people will be like, oh, let me buy you a beer. And then the next thing I know, I have like five beers that I'm holding and I'm like, oh, what am I supposed to do with all this? And then
should start asking people to just invest in your 401k. Like, no, just like transfer some money to my Venmo that I can put into like my investment accounts. My birthday, actually, so I turned 21, like middle of the week, went to a drink with friends, did school, whatever.
Had your apple martini.
But because none of my friends were 21, really, for the most part.
You never went out after.
And I grew up like probably an hour away from where I went to college. My parents threw this huge party for me the following weekend. And all of my friends from college came to Downey. And like my parents got like the taco people to come and like make fresh tacos. And like I had a sheet
cake.
They
always have this taco truck. It's not a taco truck, but it's these people that come set up a whole grill and stuff. And it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Davis's throw great parties.
My parents like throw the most amazing parties. And my brother, who funny enough is the same age as you, Lily. So when I turned 21, he was what, like 8 years younger? What even is that?
I was
like 12?
Eight, but that was just me being a dick.
And he was actually the DJ. So he was serving up all the tunes. I have pictures of him with like bleach blonde hair, just like on the ones and twos doing his thing. That was my 21st birthday. It was not like too wildly exciting, but don't fret because I lived my best life for many years after. Okay.
See, I feel like it really wasn't fun until like everyone was 21. It wasn't like, haha, you don't get to go out. It was like, oh, this sucks. Like, can everyone just come?
And then I think some people were more
ballsy about it and would sneak in. But
oh, no, me, absolutely not.
I did
spend the following summer, the summer after I turned 21. That's when all my friends' birthdays were. And I'm not kidding you. Probably every other weekend we were in Vegas. Because all of my friends' parents were like, oh, take your girlfriends. We'll get you guys rooms. So we were in Vegas.
Oh, parents like, love every getting other hotel rooms for 21st birthdays. I'm like, yes, please, come on.
My
Stayed
parents
in some
are
nice
like,
ones in Vegas.
No way. My parents are like, you can have a sheet cake and some tacos, but we are not approving for you and your friends to like go off the deep end unless we're invited to.
It blows my mind that, and you're from here too, and went to people's 21st birthday in Vegas. And for Arizona, it was so close too, that all the frat formals, you'd just like take a bus there.
Yes, same.
Super sanitary and really fun. just flash back to watching Catch Me If You Can on the way back on the little TVs. But And everyone's like cuddling each other, not because it's romantic, but because they're like about to throw up and they're like dying. People haven't been to Vegas. Like, there's like fully grown adults that's like, nope, I've never been there. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Or because people who
It doesn't register to me that like isn't somewhere. Like, if you're from New York, why the hell would you go to like, absolutely not. It's not that cool.
For one of my girlfriends who lives in New York and met her husband there, she's from Orange County. When they got married and all of their friends were coming from New York, most of them, they were like, we're going to go all out in Vegas. It's going to be crazy. And by then I had already been to like 80 bachelorette parties, but it was very fun experiencing like at like late 20s, experiencing Vegas through the eyes of newbies. It was like the best experience of their lives.
Well, but also I feel like it's like, I would go as an extreme to say, like, it totally makes sense that people haven't been to Vegas. I'm not saying that that isn't.
It's far away for people. Yeah, absolutely. But
that it's like as surprising for me to hear that someone hasn't been to Vegas as like never having been to see the ocean.
Yes, or not like, seeing snow. But we're so spoiled. Honestly, I know people.
But that's like, how weird is that? That it's that normal for us. But then also that it's that normal. And we like totally, like, if I was going, I mean, not at age 30, but at like age 22, if you're going to Vegas, you like post something on your Instagram, you hashtag Vegas, then you like get in touch with the promoters and you like get the table and all the stuff. If you didn't know what you were doing,
like, do you have when to you, just pay for everything? It's so expensive.
People do. I'm like, oh no, you could get all of that for free. They just gave you things in Vegas.
It's really kind of wild. And Chris, you know, we've never been to Vegas together because we got together when we were in our 30s.
Yes.
And we've definitely traveled like to some amazing places, but Vegas is not one of them because I'm just like, why are we going to go to Vegas? But
well, you could do like adult Vegas though, and you do it more for the food and like the shows.
Right. But he keeps, even recently, like 2 days ago, he's like, Southwest sail to Vegas. I'm like, first off, what's even is Vegas open? Is Las Vegas happening
actually,
right now?
I think it is open. Don't go.
No, I'm not going. We're not going to Vegas.
But I do think there is stuff to do that is like, it would
outdoors?
Be fun to be like tipsy for that, like you're not able to do when you're 22 there, like borderline blacked out.
Yeah, I'm not interested in any of that. Vegas is absolutely the last place on earth I want to be, especially during the pandemic.
Like, I feel like it's a very like you can have a very different Vegas experience as an adult and not like be totally wasted the whole time. And like they have cool stuff to do, but it's also hot. Yes. I was just there for my friend's wedding, and the wedding was at the national park that was like an hour away. But we went out and I got us a table one night. Oh my God. Literally, I think we only lasted an hour. And then I think they kicked us out of the table because we
were you not like, buying enough stuff?
Well, no, they'll give you a free table. And as long as you're girls, and they're like, okay, dance and be hot. And they'll just like give you the table.
Well, so stupid.
They don't want you to have the table if you're just sitting.
Right. No, so that's so true. It's so dumb.
And they were like, you girls need to leave. We're like, we're tired. Our feet hurt.
No, but I would like to go to Vegas and do it like the old person style, like go to like a fancy dinner.
Like my mom and Ken go to Vegas all the time. I not all the time, but
frequently. And the last time I went, which is probably since you've known me, I went to go see Britney Spears, which we need to also talk about Britney Spears. What's going on with her?
I remember you getting to do that. And I'm really jealous.
I went like right when she started her residency. I was just really like so happy to see that she was okay, you know? And I'm very deeply, you know, invested in her happiness at this point. What's going on with her? Are you following it?
I'm not. I like kept being like, I'm gonna deep dive. And then I didn't.
Well, I'm concerned for her. I hope for nothing but the best. But when she broke her foot while filming that Instagram video, I was really, it was a dark point.
There have
for
been
me.
A lot of things I've seen that I'm just kind of confused and concerned. But
I will say I'm very happy that Justin Bieber's doing so well. It's brought me a lot of joy. He's killing it. He's killing it. And I love him.
Keep going. Love this direction. Love the acting. Have you seen the new music video?
Zoe Deutsch is my queen. I'm obsessed with her.
That doesn't look like her for the first half. What I guess it's like when she's like asleep, maybe. But like, I didn't notice it was Zoe Deutsch until like the last scene. And I'm like, I know that Zoe
You're
Deutsch.
Like, I know but, her. Like,
then I watched it again and I still like the first half of the video, for some reason, it does not come across as her. And then I saw on Instagram he was tagging her and I was like, I was right.
But I just, yeah, I love that this he acting cast her too.
Little route and like love the nice, I mean, kind of random storytelling things in the videos. They're like very like, in the last
there's
one,
plot
he was like a some coal miner or something. A little random, but not that people don't still do that, but it feels like a little strange time. Yes. I don't know. But this one was good. I just also don't know why you would go to so much trouble. Like, why would you pick a concept that was going to require you to take off all of your tattoos?
Oh my goodness. I loved watching the time-lapse video that he posted on his Instagram of his entire body getting covered.
I've watched the video five times because I just want to keep seeing. I'm like,
because he wants to disconnect his character from who he is as a person. That's my thought. He really wanted to like act and like be in this like period piece.
I get it, but
you
had to pick boxer where you were going to be full shirtless. Like he couldn't have just gotten like forearms done. And well, he had to pick something where he was going to be like sweating. I'm just like, you really cut.
He committed. He committed. He really committed. He looks great. I love Hailey Bieber. I'm obsessed with her.
Together, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I'm really invested in their happiness. And there's very few other celebrities that I feel like that about. But Britney Spears is one of them. And I would like to manifest positivity for both of them in 2021. There you go. You heard it here.
I would like to manifest that for us as well.
Oh my gosh. Well, Lil, now that we have sort of divulged how boring and uneventful our 21st birthdays were, I feel like this year we need to work towards doing something that's a little more exciting for each of us.
For our birthdays?
Yes.
They're right. I feel like they're so close to what yours is April 5th? 6th?
25th. And yours is March 29th.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. What?
25th?
Yes.
I'm just mixing up with Lisa's. Lisa's like the
4th. Oh, yep. Lisa's birthday, which we should never mention, when's is Dana's? Coming up. Hers is May 7th. We're all in the same little pocket.
It's all so close and it gets confusing.
Exactly.
Why have we never had parties at your parents' house?
You know, great question, Lil. Pending COVID security.
I'm asking as if I just have free reign to have a party at your parents' house.
You absolutely do.
Like, last time
do.
That happened, I got my friend grounded for 3 months. But
yeah, 2021 goals, throw a joint birthday party, pending whatever's going on in the world.
And they're like a month apart. That's perfect timing to do a joint party.
We could even do a sleepover. We could have people over and my dad could make us brunch the next day. It would be amazing. Melissa, you're there.
If I have a vaccine.
Exactly. We all got to get the vaccine first. Pfizer, hook us up, please. We would love that.
The tweets where it's like, if like you used to do this or if you drank this, then like,
oh my
you
gosh.
Shouldn't be concerned about the vaccine. And I'm like, anyone that went to ASU.
Absolutely. I sent it to like, I probably sent it to you too. It was like a picture of some like sorority girls next to an ice luge. And it's like, yo, shout out to anyone who was in a sorority and drank jungle juice out of an ice luge with their bare tongue. Don't be afraid to get the vaccine. Okay.
We passed around. they would fill a thing of, it would be a giant, is it a gallon? The big ones of Tampico.
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds like disgusting.
Orange, it's like an orange beverage.
Oh, yes.
With lots of kinds of alcohol. So it was kind of like a jungle juice, but like cheaper.
Mm-mm. No, that's disgusting.
Just passed it around. Everyone drank it. We called them death shots.
Yeah. So to all these people out there who are super freaked out, the vaccine is probably going to be just fine.
My favorite
seems to be
is
going well
TikTok
so far.
Of the girl going like, "Yeah, my mom got the vaccine and she's been experiencing some weird side effects. Her pants over it. His mom, what are they? Just being a boss ass bitch."
Oh my gosh, I love TikTok so much.
It really. I feel like it used to be like, "Oh, this is unhealthy. I should get off it." And then now it's turned into like, "That's my self care."
No, it is healthy and it does bring a lot of joy. I love TikTok. I actually posted a TikTok for the first time in a while and people liked it.
What are you doing in it?
I posted it on Reels too. And it's this like Justin Timberlake trend that was started by these two very elderly people who have a TikTok account together. I'm assuming they're a couple, and they were just slapping each other's butts.
I did.
And so we posted that too. And it got a lot of views on TikTok. I mean, for me, I'm lowly on TikTok. So, but I do think
you guys
should
do more of the couple challenges.
You need to get into TikTok though too. I think about you all the time when I'm on there.
It's so much of it I watch and I'm just like, these people put in so much time and effort.
No, but not for you because you're really good at lip syncing.
But you can't do that. You can't just do that.
No, you should though. You're funny. I think you should do it.
I don't know how to transition from like just like doing Kardashian clips to like what's her name? Sarah, who does all the Trump ones.
Oh, yes.
That's like an art form.
Sarah Cooper. Didn't she get like a TV show deal or something out of it? Mm-hmm. Like as she should, because she was putting in work.
I was only kind of half watching it, but have you guys seen, is it just called, I think it might just be FU 2020.
Oh, that's they sent me the thing that you light on fire. Isn't it on Netflix?
It's the creators of Black Mirror and there's a bunch of famous people in it. I like wasn't fully paying attention and it's just like a very, very like tongue-in-cheek, honest recap of the year, basically. Yeah. And I would like forget that it was not serious because it's presented very serious. And then they'd say something. And it's actually really fucking funny. Like I was laughing out loud several times.
Who's in it?
I couldn't tell you because okay, I was more listening to it than anything else. But
famous people.
Yes.
Great. Good to know. Also want to throw out there, I'll save this. I'm going to save this for our final segment because I have something content related that brought me a lot of joy this week
that
I need to share with the world that everybody should know about if they don't already. So should we jump into our last segment?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
So long, farewell.
I hate us so much more now.
All right, it's time for Share Well. It's time to leave you guys with some positivity as we roll this little episode together. We roll it up. We tie it up with a bow. Lil, I don't know if you have gotten down with the show Bridgerton yet on Netflix.
Oh, no, but it's all over fucking Twitter. And I really don't like period pieces.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's Shonda.
Something about it having like the worst sex scene ever.
Okay, it has very sexual moments, like very steamy.
Is there like a really bad one? That was all over Twitter.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't looked at Twitter, but there's a lot of very steamy, very sexy things. Okay. The cast is insane looking. It's about people in like the 1400s, like high society getting married, but it's Scandi and it is really well done. Shonda Rhimes did it. She's amazing. And the lead actor in it is like the most beautiful person I've ever seen. So you should watch it.
I don't know.
Listen, all I'm saying is like, it's worth the hype. Watch two episodes and then get back to me. The only reason I don't think you will not like it is because it's like
a period piece.
It's too positive. Like, no, there's nothing like weird happening.
There's
like,
no death or murder.
There's no like crime. There's no scary like thriller. Like, it's not like a Jeffrey Epstein documentary, you know? It's like Grey's Anatomy in the 1400s.
That's fucking terrible.
But no medical drama. I love Grey's Anatomy.
In the 1400s?
But there's no medicine involved. It's more like the drama of it all.
I don't think so.
love Bridgerton. Everyone should watch it. That's what I'm saying.
I guess it's still a period piece, but just not as dated as a period piece. But I did watch, and I've talked about this before, The Queen's Gambit.
I did watch one episode of it, but I don't know. I gave up chess in elementary school.
If you wait to like episode two, like it gets really good and it's very much not like you don't need to be interested in chess.
But way unrelated, another show that I recommend everyone watching at least the first three episodes, Real Housewives effing Salt Lake City. I know that Melissa's nodding her head because she is the reason I am watching, and I don't want to give too much away.
I don't like any of those shows.
Listen, watch the first three episodes. There are things that happen on this show that I have never witnessed in any content in my life, some of the relationship dynamics that are happening in real life, not fictional life, are so truly shocking. I feel like I might barf and laugh at the same time. It's crazy. I'll tell you when we're done, Lily.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, have I talked about the flight attendant?
No, but I heard that's great.
So I'm so glad everyone else likes it too. I got really excited to watch it because...
Isn't Brie in it?
Yeah. So it's Kaylee Cuoco's show, and Kaylee Cuoco's sister that went to high school with me is in it too. And
that's
like,
so cool.
At first I was just like, oh, Kaylee has a new show. That's cool. And I've never met... I'm not trying to pretend I'm friends with Kaylee. I've never met her. But, but my sister used to go horseback riding with them back in the day. I was excited to watch it anyway. And then I saw Brie reposting it, like tagging both of them. And I was like, wait a second. It's not like a huge part,
but acting.
I know
she's
up several times.
She's a singer, a really good singer. She was like on The Voice or something, right?
She can act. It's a very multi-talented family.
Well, must be nice to hoard all those talents.
But I actually just, I need to edit it after this. I'm doing a brand deal with HBO Max, and it doesn't live on any of my stuff. It's like going to just be on the app. Which I've done one before, and I don't know where on the app it is, but it's there, like, recommended by humans. And then it's just, like, a couple minutes of me being like, oh, my God, this is why you should watch, blah, blah, blah. So you get to pick what you talk about. And that's the one I did.
Well, the, another thing.
That was just a word that I said. Doing was what I attempted to say. But
I do need to watch that. But another thing that I watched that even I was kind of, like, bummed out about, the WW84 Wonder Woman 84. I don't know. The comic book people, the people in the DC world were kind of bummed out about it. But I just love Gal Gadot a lot. So I don't want to say anything too negative. But I don't know. The 80s, like, they just weren't that exciting. And I already lived through them. You know, you weren't alive.
I'm not a comic book fan that
genre.
What else do you call that? I'm like, am I going to get yelled at?
I don't know. I don't think those people are really listening to our show very frequently.
Like the fanboy, fangirl genre, but yes.
Superhero culture.
Yeah, already not for me. And then you're also then going to put it in the 80s. I really don't. My interest level is depleting quickly.
Yeah, but Gal Gadot and like some of the stunts she does and stuff, super impressive. I love her bone structure and her, you know, her acting, I guess. I don't know. That's like a terrible compliment.
Back to, and HBO Max isn't paying me for this, and either is the Cuoco family. But the acting is so good in it. And it also has, I had to look up how to say her name because I didn't watch Girls, but Zosia Mamet.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't she one of the stars of the show?
She's like, plays her best friend in it, and she's so good. And Rosie Perez is in it. And speaking of Grey's Anatomy, T.R. Knight is in it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he plays her brother.
He has been off the radar for a bit. How is he?
I mean, I didn't ask, but he seems like he's thriving. He's working.
Oh, my gosh.
But so it's like a thriller, but it also is funny. But then it's also like super serious at times, too. It really hits all the boxes.
I love that. And I also,
you would enjoy.
I watched every holiday movie on Netflix. I can attest to the fact that they're all fantastic.
I didn't even give any of them a chance because they all looked so terrible.
The Vanessa Hudgens one was incredibly confusing because now she's playing 7 different characters that all are identical in this Princess Switch franchise.
Yeah.
But another show I loved, Never Have I Ever, it's Mindy Kaling's show. She's not in it. She just like created it.
What is casual.
It's on Netflix and it is so so good. You have to watch it. You will actually like it. You will like it.
I'm wondering, did it come out a while ago?
It came out a while ago, but I
probably
just
watched it, to be honest.
It's about this teenage girl who's like really like, I would say nerdy, but I think she's cool. Like she's the kind of person I would have hung out with in high school for sure. And her goal is to just like literally have sex with the hottest guy at her school. Like she openly is like, can we have sex tomorrow? And it's just really funny.
No, definitely. So I haven't seen that.
You have to watch it.
I'll tune in.
I love it. It's great. And with that, you guys, I feel like we just shared so many stellar morsels with all of you. But again, we want to hear from you. So please call us and tell us what you're over this year in 2021. I hope it's limited. I hope that you guys just want to call and share other things with us at some point.
I mean, we're not really giving them the opportunity to, but maybe one day.
Oh my my gosh. And with that, I mean, I feel like this first episode we're recording of the year is over. And I feel like it's going to be a great year, Lil. I'm very excited about it.
Here's to manifesting it. Positivity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you for being here today.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Running connects us. The early mornings, the personal bests, the shared finish lines. At Marathon Sports, we're proud to be part of that journey with you. Our team helps you find shoes that fit your stride, apparel that feels good, and gear that keeps you moving. Stop by one of 28 New England locations or shop online at marathonsports.com. Marathon Sports, inspiring movement in everyone.